Yes, 9:31 a.m. We are now going to take up the collector outlawing the 2014 and 2015 personal property taxes per section 14730.
Good morning. Last year you did approve the 2014s being outlawed, but I requested that two bills be put back on the books because we had a judgment in November against them. That judgment's still ongoing, but it's been 15 months and no money's come in, so I'm going to ask for those to go ahead and be outlawed, the 2014s. It's $19,437.69 on two bills.
$19,437 what?
69 cents.
If we do that, then will the judgment...
If the money comes, I can ask the assessor's office to put them back on the books. I've made copies of the bills, and then they can put it back on there, and I'll collect it.
It's a personal individual, too, so...
Both on the same, yeah. And then for my 2015s, I have 582 bills, and the total on them is $100,600.99. The number of bills have been reduced by 130, less than last year, but the dollar amount has increased over $5,000. We have done a lot of personal phone calls, a lot of mailings. We've talked with the assessor's office, and we've cleaned up a lot of boat docks, got them on the right accounts. We have went over double assessments now that we're entering VIN numbers, so we've cleaned up a lot. So even though it's 130 less, doesn't mean I collected from all 130 people. We just had a lot of duplicate bills out there.
These businesses that are on here, are they no longer in business?
Some of them are. From what I understand, the assessor's office on businesses can auto-assess, even if the assessment form is not turned in and signed, because when I try to collect on those, I go down and see if there's a good phone number and who to contact, but they'll say that they were just auto-assessed because I don't really know why, if you don't physically go and see that the business is still open, but they can see that the merchandise or the equipment is still in the building, then they can go ahead and assess business personal property.
Yeah, if they don't get it in, I believe they
some of those
have to physically go.
Might be closed, but they haven't told us that they're closed, so therefore they're auto-assessed.
But if they're auto-assessed, they verify when they go out. I'm making a statement. I'm asking. They verify when they go out and physically assess.
I can't say yes or no to that because I don't know if they physically go out on business personal property.
So the ones that are still in business, but they're apparently not in, like, say, the city of Branson or somewhere to where that they have to be required to have a paid receipt in order to get a license?
Sometimes that is a yes, but it maybe they have sold to another owner, and that owner will get a waiver for that year, and we can't collect on the original because they didn't pay their taxes before they sold because they share the same part account number.
Correct.
It would be great if the law could be changed and they had to have a paid receipt in order to make a sale, but that doesn't happen.
So it looks like that Branson School and the city of Branson, which is kind of normal. Branson School's got $66,600 of that is to go to Branson School. And normal.
Okay, that is normal.
And then, of course, the city of Branson. So those are the...
Yeah. And I won't say that there is fewer businesses because with merchant license, we've actually collected a little bit more than we did last year. So I think it's a lot of just changing hands and not always paying the bills because we do get the new merchant license from the new merchant.
And then the assumption these individuals that are on have moved out of the state.
Many of them have because we'll try to research phone numbers and a lot of them will be out of state. Some are wonderful and want to pay, but many are not and say they've got tags out of state. And, you know, they could send that information into the assessor's office and get it abated off, but once they leave, they choose not to do anything else.
Okay. gentlemen have any more questions?
No, my other question is it references the 137.260, and that's where we have to
David.
We have to order the county clerk to. So is that an abatement? Because I thought the abatement would be out of the court orders from the.
It works the same as an abatement. Is it done the same as real estate?
But yes, but 137.260 says it's where we order the county clerk to change the books.
The way we do real estate?
Yeah.
May remove such person from the taxes from the delinquent, and if we do so, it removed under section 137.260.
I know when there's unpaid personal property, we just talk to the assessor's office and they are able to make the decision to abate personal property, but not real estate, has to come before the commission. So I don't know, is that a written agreement between the two?
It's a written agreement,
okay.
To expedite the customer not waiting. It's
right.
Going to have to reassess. They're not abating personal property in general. If they're reassessing you because you have the wrong bill on there.
Mm-hmm. So will this fall under that same category?
Well, this 137.26, and you guys tell me, it just says the clerk of the county commission shall immediately correct the tax book under any order which may be made by the commission in pursuant of section 137.270.
Isn't that?
Wait, which is the next, yeah. And this is for the erroneous assessments. So that's why I'm asking how it needs to be presented, just to make sure we're.
The 270 is.
Erroneous assessment?
Yeah. And.
So does it need to be presented as a court order, how they typically do it or not? In years past, we haven't, but we've not delved this far into.
Mm-hmm. Well, once 140.730 allows the, says may remove, from, but if it's done, the commission would have to have it on record and approve it. And it's removed in the same manner as real estate under section 137.260. And you just read that. Such, and it's calling it then right after that abated amounts. So we are abating them.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's my question is how do we. I think in years past, we've just approved the outlawing of 2004. Does it need to be seen? And the question is we can't refund beyond 3 years, but I guess we can do the abatement beyond.
Mm-hmm. Such personal tax bills can be allowed against the estates of deceased, which we've done that. And I think we can accept the 2014 and 15 as presented. To be abated, because it uses the word abated.
In order of the county clerk to.
The statute 137.260.
I'll let you make the motion. You got the info over there.
Well, kind of putting it all together. I make a motion to accept the abated tax books for 2014 and 2015 as presented by the collector to be removed under section 137.260 and 270. Did I say for the years 2014, 2015?
You did.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll get back. I tried to get really quickly. I
we will recess and move upstairs for daily staff review and agenda requests. We'll be in recess.